A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with a brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord. I have been thinking a lot about the events in Egypt. The revolution that did not devolve into violence. And I don't know where this is going to go, but I know it's come so far already. 18 days, this patient crowd refused to turn into a mob. At the beginning, there were reports that people were trying to incite violence in the crowd, pretending that there was violence. But the crowd did not buy it. How? How were they able to avoid violence? Because they had really had enough. 18 days sitting in that square, enough, enough, enough. I think they knew what they wanted so much. And what they wanted was peace and a better life. They had been living with violence. And so in their hearts, violence is what they did not want. And this ties to what Jesus said. If the crowd would have been sitting there pondering violence day after day, then violence would have broken out. One little spark would have ignited the whole thing. But they were not. They were committed to nonviolence. They said enough to violence and knew what they wanted and with their whole being stood for that. And that's what Jesus wants from us. Not just to follow some external law, but with our whole being to be committed to something. And it makes us consider, what are we committed to? If we look at what we think about, what we encourage in ourselves, what we fantasize about, are we really still people of violence? Are we really still people of unbridled lust? Are we still angry people? And is that what we want to be? The challenge for us, no matter where we live, is to be inspired by the goings on in Egypt and led by Christ. To come to understand what we really want out of life, and to make not only all of our actions, but all of our thoughts lead us there. To be about one thing with integrity. Because we can so easily be sidetracked, be hijacked, be co-opted into wanting this, or thinking that this little thing, oh, well, maybe if I give my power to the vice president, isn't that enough? No. No, we know what we want. And we need to know what we want. To not accept an easy solution, less than perfection. Fix our minds on what the fullness of God wants for us and commit ourselves, mind, body, and soul, to that. then we will be ready for the kingdom of heaven. Amen.